特别向在座的做妈妈们的说一声母亲节快乐。
I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are here.
看到我们有这么多的妈妈们在我们的教会里面，真是我们的一个福气。
It is a wonderful blessing for us to see so many mothers among us today.
今天在准备 讲道的时候，
When I'm preparing for the message today,
我就在想，我们是继续读提摩太前书吗？
I was thinking whether we should continue with the study of 1 Timothy.
大家都快忘记了，我们是在读提摩太前书了。
Perhaps that you guys have already forgotten that we're in the middle of 1 Timothy.
在这个复活节一系列的讲道，然后呢，这个宣教月的讲道，两个月之后，我们都忘了我们在提摩太前书里面了。
Because of the Easter, the month of Easter, and also the missions month in April, we have probably forgotten where we were.
而且虽然呢，我们教会每年我们都是特别的会 送礼物给母亲们，然后向母亲们致意。
So even though every year we offer little small gifts to the mothers,
我们知道很多家庭，要不然就昨天，要不然今天晚上都会带母亲吃一顿好的来庆祝母亲节。
We all know that it's a tradition for lots of families to bring everyone out to celebrate Mother's Day.
但是母亲节不是一个神定的日子。
But Mother's Day is not a day given by God.
所以我们在主日聚会的时候，我们重点不是讲人，我们是讲神。
So on Mother's Day, our focus is not on people, but rather on God.
我们从来就不是在教会里面，尤其是在讲台上面，我们高举人。
We are never to raise up people at the pulpit.
借着我们的讲道，借着诗歌，借着我们祷告，我们的眼目都是放在神的身上。
So our sermons and also our worship, our singing, we have our focus on the Lord.
所以母亲节不一定要讲母亲节的信息。
So on Mother's Day, we do not necessarily have to preach a message for mothers.
可是,
but
我在预备这个讲章的时候，神就把母亲节的信息带给我。
As I was preparing for the message today, God just gave me this message about Mother's Day.
你知道当我跟Cindy说我想今年母亲节我会讲母亲节的信息，她的反应是什么吗？
Do you know what Cindy reacted when I told her that I would be preaching a message for Mother's Day?
Oh, 真的吗?
She said, really?
你不是要讲提摩太前书吗?
Didn't you want to preach on 1 Timothy?
蛮好，蛮有意思的。
That's very interesting.
那可是我们讲母亲节的信息的时候，我们不是讲母亲，我们要讲神。
But when we preach a message on Mother's Day, the focus of our message is not on mothers, but rather on God.
所以我们让我们一同来到神面前。
So let us come before the Lord.
请我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们知道你是爱我们的神。
We know that you're a God who loves us.
主真的是从我们在世上的母亲所给予我们的爱和关照和呵护里面，我们看见主你自己的爱。
Lord, we see your love through the love and caring that we received from our mothers on earth.
这个爱是何等的无微不至。
This love is so amazing and beyond description.
主，今天早晨当我们在学习你话语的时候，求主你向我们说话。Lord,
please speak to us as we are studying your word today.
求主你向我们的母亲说话。Please
speak to our mothers.
求主你也向我们做孩子的说话。Please
speak to us as children.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，愿你的名得着荣耀。
As we gather here, may your name be glorified.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。We
pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早晨，This
morning,
这个讲道我所定的这个题目是神所赐予做母亲的他的设计、托付和祝福。The
title of today's message is God's design, calling, and blessing for mothers.
这我觉得对于神的儿女来说，
I think to God's children,
没有一个比了解神的旨意是更重要的事情。
There's nothing more important than to know the Father's will.
神给我们的应许就是当我们走在他的旨意当中的时候，我们一定会经历他的祝福。
God promised us that if we follow his ways, we will receive his blessings.
换句话说，当我们在世上偏离了神的旨意而去行事的时候，我们在世上会受到阻挠。
Also, what's implied here is if we deviated from his ways, that we will encounter obstacles in this world.
我们的路会是艰难的。
Our path will be difficult.
好像就像圣经里面说，我们是应着景象去做事。
So just like what the Bible says, that we are hard-hearted and of stiff-necked.
并不是说我们照着神的旨意去做事，一切的事情就是从我们的观念来说是顺遂的。
This is not to say that even if we follow the ways of the Lord, everything will be smooth.
也许也是辛苦的。
It may be difficult as well.
也许也是具有挑战性的。
It may be challenging to us.
但是在这个过程当中，我们会看见神的手与我们同在。
But during this process, we will see the hand of God.
我们在心灵里面可以感受到神的祝福。
That we can feel God's blessing in our heart.
我们可以继续有平安、有喜乐、有盼望的去走神的路。
We will have peace, we will have joy and blessings as we walk.
更重要的是我们在灵里面有这一股从神那边而来的力量去继续过我们的生活。
And more importantly, we will have the power from God in our heart to continue to do His will.
有人说过
So someone has said,
母亲是赐给人生命的人。
Mothers, bless people with their lives.
这的确也是如此的。
This is of course true.
如果今天世界上没有母亲了，
If there are no mothers in this world,
我们就这一代人，
then our generation,
然后这个地球上面就没有人了，
and there would be no more.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
神赐给我们母亲，不是只是生我们。
The reason God gave us mothers is not just to give us our physical lives.
他养育我们。
They raised us.
他照顾我们。
They cared for us.
他供应给我们的不只是物质上面的需要。
He gave us not only the material needs.
母亲给我们的。
The mothers not only gave us, satisfied our material needs.
他给我们吃好的。
They also gave us good food to eat.
穿好的。
Good clothing.
他帮助我们在学校的时候帮助我们的学业。
They helped us with our schoolwork.
他关心我们情感上面的生活。
And they care for our emotional needs.
就像孩子长大了以后呢，婚姻里面他们也关心我们的婚姻生活。
Even as the children grew up and in their adult marriage lives.
在我们当中有许多做奶奶的。
Many of you who are grandmothers.
做外婆的。
Or mother-in-law.
他们也关心他们第三代的生活。
They also care about the grandchildren's lives.
这不只是物质上面的供应。
This is not material needs.
这是情感上面。
These are emotional needs.
这是生活品质上面的供应。
And the satisfying our quality of life.
在我们当中有许多人受到另外一种特别的祝福。
Many of us are blessed in very special ways.
就是我们的母亲是信主的。
And that is because our mothers are believers.
在他们的带领与教导上面，他们带领我们来认识神。
And because of their leading, we became believers ourselves.
不但带领我们对神的知识上面能够有更加的认识。
They not only lead us into knowledge about God's word.
他们也借由他们自己的生命，还有他们在神身上的信心来做我们的榜样。
They also show us our examples because of their own faith and their own walk in the Lord.
我觉得我今天是一个非常有福的人。
I think I'm a very blessed man today.
今天我跟 Alex 没有特别安排，但是我就是排在这个礼拜讲到。
We did not arrange anything in terms of the schedule with Alex, but this is me. Today is my turn to preach.
事后才发现今天是母亲节。
After the fact, we realized that today is Mother's Day.
那我今天在母亲节的时候能够讲一篇关于母亲的道。
And today on Mother's Day, the fact that I can deliver a message about Mother's Day.
那不但如此，今天在我生命当中，我本来要说最重要的两个女人都在这边，但是我想大概有算是三个女人吧。
I wanted to say that the two most important women in my lives are here today, and then I realized that that's probably three.
我的妈妈。
My mother.
我的太太
my wife,
我太太的妈妈
and my mother-in-law,
都在这边
they're all here today.
我说我今天还像是人模人样的就是拜这三位伟大的女性的之劳啊。
And the fact that I still look okay is probably because of the presence of these three women in my life.
I still look like a decent person.
我看起来还是人模人样。
我这不是开玩笑，但是我也不讲细节，反正就是这样子。Okay.
I'm not joking, but I will spare you the details.
而且在教会里面更是特别的。
And it's very special in the church.
我在这个教会里面成长的。
I grew up in this church.
25年。
For 25 years.
教会里面有许许多多的阿姨们，当我有需要的时候，就像母亲一样照顾我。
A lot of women in this church, they help me just like a mother would help.
我知道在教会里面有许许多的弟兄姐妹有同样有这样的感受。
I know many brothers would feel the same way in this church.
就是他们在主里，也是神所赐予他们的母性里面所表现的一种爱。
And this is the love that God gave to the mothers so that they can show them to the to others.
我们需要了解。
We needed to understand.
神在一个女人的生命上面有一个他特别的设计与托付。
That God has a special design and calling in the life of women.
这就是做一个母亲。
And that is to be a mother.
在神的旨意里面
，In God's will，
做母亲呢是一个非常崇高的一个责任。
It is a holy a calling to be a mother.
也是一个非常受神祝福的一个责任。
And it is a responsibility that is very much blessed by God.
今天我们在社会上面听不到这样子的信息。
And today we do not hear this outside of the churches.
今天我们知道在社会上面从人的观点来说。
And we know today in the outside world, according to the human point of view,
一个女人的价值
the value of a woman,
不是在家庭里面
is not in her families,
不是在做一个母亲上面
is not associated with being a mother,
还是在她的事业
it is associated with her career,
是她的地位
and her social status,
是她的学术上面的成就
or her academic achievement.
所以当一个人没有学位没有职业、没有这个外面的职业然后没有一个地位没有所谓、这个成就的时候一个人他的心会非常的惶恐。
So when someone does not have these, meaning social status, academic achievement, or any of these career, that she will feel very worried or a lack of peace.
但是这是今天从人的观点所给予的一个价值观。
But this is because of the value, the value given by today's society.
今天神的心意所喜悦的这个家庭的组织是受到攻击的。
Today, the family value which is pleasing to the Lord is very much under attack today.
今天对于家庭的观念，从神那边而来，家庭的观念正在瓦解的当中。
Today, the value of family.According to the Lord, is slowly dissolving.
不但这个世人对做妈妈这份工作没有正确的认识。
So today's society does not have proper understandings of the value of a mother.
有些时候做丈夫的连太太做妈妈这一份的职责的辛苦和重要性也是小看。
And sometimes the husbands do not appreciate the values and also the difficulties with being a mother.
那更可怜的就是许多的女人，她们自己对于做母亲的这件事情也没有正确的观念。
And what's sad also is that many women themselves do not have a good understanding of being a mother.
今天的世界上
，in today's society，
有些女人觉得生小孩是一个累赘。
Many women think that it is a burden to have children.
有些人觉得有了孩子以后，我的自由就没有了。
many people think that their freedom would be taken away. And their careers will come to a halt. And their values of themselves will disappear.
在人的面前, and
their values are depreciated before others. And their self-value were depreciated.
可是神在他的计划里面, 并不是这样子的。
But God did not he didn't mean for this to happen.
当神创造人的时候,
when God created a man,
在创世纪第一章里面,
in Genesis chapter 1,
第28节,
verse 28,
当神将这世界上一切都创造完了以后, 神27节28节如此说, 神就照着自己的形象造人, 乃是照他的形象, 造男造女, 神就赐福给他们, 又对他们说要生养众多, 遍满地面, 治理这地。
So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 28, it said that God created mankind in his own image. And in verse 28, it says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. And fill the earth and subdue it.
神造人的时候为什么造男造女?
Why did God create men in the in male and female forms?
因为神造了一个父亲，造了一个母亲。
Because God created a father and also a mother.
神又跟他们讲，神给人的第一个命令是什么？你们要生养众多。
And the first command that they gave them was to be fruitful and increase in number.
这是一个累赘吗?
Is that a burden?
这是一个负担吗?
Is that a is that a burden or a hassle?
28节他说, 神就赐福给他们。
Verse 28 actually said that God blessed them.
人能够生养, 能够养育下一代, 这是神赐的福气。
So the fact that we can raise up the next generation, our offsprings, is a blessing from the Lord. Have you thought about this? We know that life was given by God. Life and death was in God's hands. But after God created Adam and Eve,
他将生命赐给人的方式是什么?
How does he give life to future generations?
他不是另外从尘土里面制造亚当夏娃的孩子。
He did not create these children out of the dust of the earth.
他是让亚当夏娃能够生养儿女。
He enabled Adam and Eve to be able to give birth to children.
神将他创造的能力、赐生命的能力和这个福分赐给了父母。
God blessed mankind with the ability to raise up and bear children.
这是神的设计,
this is God's design.
这是神的旨意,
and this is God's will.
刚刚提到这个社会上面我们人对做母亲的这件事情慢慢慢慢有了一个错误的观念。
I just mentioned that gradually our society developed wrong notions of the idea of being a mother.
我们不把一个当母亲的这件事情当成一种非常有价值、非常光荣的事情在做。
We no longer treat the motherhood as something of value or of honor.
有地位才有价值。
If you have status, then you have value.
有赚钱才有价值。
If you make money, then you have value.
很可惜的就是今天有许多的母亲也是有这样的心态和想法。
And what a pity is that many mothers today, they actually share this notion.
我讲这个话不是在谴责或者是在问罪。
The reason why I'm sharing all this is not to blame you.
而是我需要扬声的呼吁。
Rather, I would call out.
我们要敲醒警钟。
We will be sounding the alarm bells.
使我们在神所赐给我们的这个良知里面需要苏醒起来。
That we are we need to be awakened in what God has been telling us all along. We belong to the Lord.
神有给我们一个设计和计划。
God has given us a plan and His design.
神又给我们一个托付,
and God gave us His calling. And we need to walk in His will. Then we will be receiving His blessing for sure.
我们不要做像今天在社会上的有些母亲,
we do not wish to act like some of the mothers that we see today.
他们基本上就是, 不是说所有的母亲都是这样,
not to say that every mother is like that, but at least there are some.
他们抛弃了神所赐予他们的母性,
they threw away the mother nature that God has given them.
他们拒绝排斥神的定规,
they reject God's design for them.
他们拒绝排斥神为他们的设计,
and they rejected God's design and His commands for them.
这样的一个追求, 最终的结果, 是空虚的,
and the ultimate result of this, is that they will feel emptiness.
那今天呢, 我们来看撒母耳记上,
today we will be reading, we'll be studying the book of 1 Samuel.
我在为这今天的讲到祷告的时候, 神就一直不断地把撒母耳的母亲,就是哈拿,摆在我的心中。
So whenever I've been praying about today's sermon, God has put this woman, the mother of Samuel, her name is Hannah, deep in my heart.
今天我们来看哈拿这位做母亲的。
Today we will read about the mother, the motherhood of Hannah.
用她在神面前的这个心思意念做我们的一个模范，做一个榜样。
So that we can treat her as an example for how we should behave according to the Lord.
撒母耳在旧约里面是一位大先知。
Samuel is a very important prophet in the Bible.
他是一个会行神迹奇事的先知。
And he has performed many miraculous signs.
他是为以色列人高他第一位王扫罗和他们最伟大的王大卫的这位先知。
And he is the prophet who anointed the first ever king of Israel, and that is Saul, and also the king of the King David.
这样子一位具有传奇性的人物，他的母亲是怎么样的一个人？
So what is the mother of this legendary prophet?
我们今天来看三方面。
So today we will look at three aspects.
第一，我们看见哈拿，她是一位深深的爱慕神的女人。
And the first aspect is that Hannah is someone who deeply loves the Lord.
She's deep love and devoted to the Lord.
Devoted to the Lord.
第二,她是一个深深爱慕丈夫的妻子。
And secondly, she is a wife who deeply loves her husband.
第三,她是一个深深爱慕她孩子的母亲。
And third, she is a mother who deeply loved her son, her child.
我们刚开始来认识哈拿的时候,
when we first studied the life of Hannah,
Hannah是一个没有孩子的女,
at the beginning, she did not have any child.
我们看第一章第五节,
let us read from chapter 1, verse 5.
Hannah还有一个特别的是,她的家庭里面,她的丈夫有两个妻子。
And what is also special about this story is that her husband has two wives.
他先生的另外一个妻子叫做比尼拿。
The husband has the other wife's name is Penina.
我们从第四节开始看。
Let us read from verse 4.
以利加拿就是哈拿的先生，每逢献祭的日子，就将祭肉分给他的妻比尼拿和比尼拿所生的儿女。 给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大的激动他，要使他生气。So
from verse 4, whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. Hannah had a lot of deep wounds within her.
你想想看, 她在她家庭的生活当中有这样子一个对头,
just now imagine that she has this bitter rival in her family.
圣经没有特别讲什么原因, 但是呢, 告诉我们说, 这位比尼拿, 她看哈拿的时候, 就做他的对头, 大大的激动他,
the Bible didn't really explain the detailed reasoning, but it says that the Penina provoked her in order to irritate her all the time.
是因为她有嫉妒的心吗?
Is that because she was jealous?
是不是她看见她的丈夫对哈拿好像特别的, 特别的有这个爱心, 所以她就非常的嫉妒呢?
Is it because she was jealous as her husband showed intimate love to Hannah?
还是她这个人就是人格上面有问题?
Or is it because she had some character flaws?
她就是要排挤别人?
She just wanted to dominate the other wife.
为了自己的利益,
because of her own interest.
她享受看见别人受苦,
she enjoyed seeing the other wife suffer.
你想哈拿在这样的情形里面, 她是经年累月的受这个气。
Now, just imagine that Hannah was constantly under this sort of irritation and suffering in her family.
同在一个屋檐下过生活,
they had to constantly live in the same, under the same roof. They have to see each other every day. Every day she has to go through this suffering. But how did Hannah deal with this?
她是不是就心里苦闷?
Was she hiding her bitterness in her heart?
垂头丧气?
Was she very sad and disappointed?
还是她跟她的丈夫抱怨?
Was she complaining to her husband?
或者她跟她的丈夫要求画下界限?
Or was she demanding her husband to do something to this?
还是她跟她的丈夫下个最后通牒? 如果你不怎么样怎么样对她，我就怎么样怎么样?
Or is she issuing an ultimatum to her husband, saying that if you don't do this, then this is going to happen?
这是我们的做法。
This is what we would do.
还是她对神发出怨言呢?
Or is she complaining to God?
神啊，你太不公平了吧。
God, you treated me so unfairly. You closed my womb.
第二，你又让我有这个另外一个不知道叫什么的太太，反正就是对我这么的不好，欺负我。
And then you put this very hostile, the second wife here.
你这样子很不公平。
You're treating me very unfairly.
心里面就积恨积怨。
So maybe did Hannah harbor some grudge towards God?
她不是这样子的。
No, she didn't behave this way.
她怎么做呢?
How did she behave?
她哈拿是一个敬畏神的人。She
is a woman who fears God.
她是一个爱慕神的人。And
she loves God.
她的心里面的这个情感是受到伤害的。Her
deep down, her emotion was hurt.
圣经讲得很清楚。The
Bible was very clear on this.
你看第七节。In
verse 7.
七七节的后半段, 这另外这个太太, 比尼拿,她人是激动她,以致她哭泣不能吃饭。So
verse 7 says, Penina provoked her until she wept and would not eat.
但是第十节,哈拿心里愁苦,她痛痛地哭泣,她去祈祷耶和华。In
verse 10 it says, in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, and she wept bitterly.
她怎么跟神祷告?
And how did she pray?
她说,万军之耶和华, 你若垂顾婢女的苦情,眷念不忘婢女,赐我一个儿子,我必使他终身归于耶和华,不用剃头刀剃他的头。And
this is how she prayed. She said, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
她对神没有一个控告的心态。
She did not have an accusing attitude towards God.
她对神没有一个抱怨的心态。
She did not have a complaining heart.
她敬神为大。
And she honored God as the creator.
她说你是万军之耶和华。
She mentioned the name Lord Almighty.
但是她在神的面前有完全的依靠,完全的信赖。
She surrenders herself to the Lord completely.
他说：“主啊，你听我的祷告。”
She said, "Lord, if you will only hear my prayer."
你知道我的苦情。
And you know my misery.
求你听我的祷告，赐我一个儿子。
And if you would listen to my prayer and grant me a son.
可是这个儿子不是为了他自己的好处。
And the son is not for her own benefit.
也不是为了他可以拿去炫耀给别人，或炫耀给这另外一个太太。
And this is not to flaunt to the other wife.
她说：“我有一个心愿，神啊，我愿意成为一个母亲。”
And she said that she has a heart to become a mother.
这是你所预定给我们做女人的一个福分。
And this is the blessings that you've given us as women.
你若赐我一个儿子，这个儿子我不把他当成我自己的。
And if you give me a son, I will not treat him as my own.
我必使他归于耶和华。
I will give him to the Lord.
这不是一次的祷告。
And this is not the only prayer that she had.
十二节我们看见哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祷告。
In verse 12, we saw that Hannah kept on praying to the Lord.
我们对哈拿更多了解的时候，我们可以下一个定论，就是她不是只有到殿里面献祭的时候祷告，他乃是每时每刻跟神亲近的时候，他在神的面前有这样子的祈求。
If you understand Hannah, then you realize that she did not pray only when she went up to the temple to see to worship the Lord. She prayed literally every day in her daily lives.
她是在她灵里面的祈求。
This is her prayer from her spirit.
她祷告激动到一个地步，当时的祭司以利看见她的时候，以为她是喝醉酒。
She was so fervent in her prayers that at the time, the high priest Eli was thinking that she was drunk.
Hannah 在第十五节，她跟这个祭司说：“不是这样的，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但是我只是在耶和华的面前倾心吐意。”
In verse 15, it says, she said, "Not so, my Lord." I'm a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord.
不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。
In verse 16 said that, she said, "Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief."
对哈拿来说，她的拯救是从神而来的。
To Hannah, her salvation came from the Lord.
对 Hannah 来说，她的力量是从神而来的。
Her strength is coming from the Lord.
对 Hannah 来说，她的依靠是从神而来的。
And her, she is totally relying on the Lord.
很多时候，我们以为一个有信心的妇人是从来不会忧愁的人。
Sometimes we have this misconception that a faithful woman never had to worry.
一个有信心的妇人好像不会到一个情绪绝望的这种的情景。
We thought that a faithful woman would never become desperate.
不论任何的挑战，不论任何的愁苦来的时候，来到身上就弹走了。
We thought that even under desperate situations, she would these things would just disappear.
这不是信心的表现。
This is not the sign of a faithful woman.
信心的表现是当一个人他心里面有深深的情感，情绪上面受搅扰的时候，他把他自己的全人带到神的面前，交托于主。
The sign of a real faithful woman is that when she has these anguishes, she would bring it to the Lord.
我们现在看第一章，我们在第二章的时候看见哈拿在神面前的祷告。
So as we were reading chapter 1, if we go on to chapter 2, then we will hear again Hannah's prayer.
我们等一下看到的时候也会看见她在神的面前是什么样的心态，用什么方式来祷告。
Then we will be studying how she prayed and what was her heart attitude.
所以第一，哈拿是一个深深爱慕神的女子。
So first, let us remember that Hannah is someone who deeply loves the Lord.
第二，哈拿是一个深深爱慕她丈夫的妻子。
And the second point is that Hannah is a wife who deeply loves her husband.
你们做妈妈的。
So all the mothers are in this sanctuary.
你知道你们能够带给你们孩子最大的祝福之一是什么？
Do you know what is the greatest blessings that you can bring to your children?
是你让你的孩子看见你爱他们的爸爸。
Is to see that, is to show them that you love, your husband and their father.
一个孩子怎么样在家庭里面学习什么样子是家的感觉？
So how does a child know, that the family feels like a family?
一个孩子怎么样学什么样叫做有爱的家庭？
How does a child learn, a family that has love?
他们是看他妈妈对丈夫的态度。
They learn it by observing how the mother treats the father.
Hannah 是怎么样爱慕她的丈夫啊？
How does Hannah love her husband?
我们看第七节和第八节。
Let's look at verses 7 and 8.
以利家拿每年去耶和华殿上的时候，他给神的祭物双份是给哈拿的。
So every time they go to the house of the Lord, her the husband Elkanah would give double portions of the offerings to Hannah.
我们看见以利加拿对哈拿的爱。
So we see the husband's love for the wife.
但是我们也看见哈拿对他先生的回应。
But we also see how Hannah responded to her husband.
因为哈拿被激动，她哭泣，她不能吃饭。
Because deeply distressed and she couldn't really eat.
她的丈夫跟她说，
Her husband would say this to her.
哈拿啊，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？
Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Why, don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
我们做丈夫的有没有这样试过？
Has any husband tried this before?
我不敢跟 Cindy 这样讲。
I don't even dare saying this to Cindy.
尤其是她不高兴的时候。
Especially when she was upset.
为什么心里愁闷呢？
Why are you downhearted?
你为什么要生我气啊？
Why are you angry at me?
我不是比你想要的东西好过十倍了吗？你有了我，你还难过什么？
Am I not worth more to you than anything else?
那你想看他的太太反应是什么？
So can you imagine how Cindy would react?
好像是反效果。
That's exactly the opposite of what we see here.
可是哈拿跟以利加拿的感情不是这样子。
But Hannah and Elkanah had very deep bonds with each other.
以利加拿知道他太太的哭出是从哪里而来的。
Elkanah knows the sources of her anguish.
他知道他的这个所爱的妻子没有孩子而愁苦，甚至受到另外一个太太的欺负。
He was very much aware that the source of her anguish is because she had no child and she had this bitter rival.
所以他去安慰她。
So he comforted her.
那哈拿怎么样子反应呢？
So how did Hannah react?
当她的丈夫安慰她之后，她感受了她先生的爱，她用爱回应。圣经怎么告诉我们？她就起来吃饭了。
So after her husband has comforted her, so the Bible said that she actually decided to eat.
她将她自己交托给这个爱她的丈夫。
So she gave herself fully to her husband.
她在她的丈夫的里面，她也表现出她的爱慕。
So she also showed through her actions her love for her husband.
我之前是这么的难受，这么的难过，我激动不已，流泪，不能吃饭。
So before this, she said, I was very deeply distressed and I couldn't eat and I was crying.
但是我知道你爱我。
But I know that you love me.
我知道你关心我。
I know that you care for me.
我知道你愿意我跟你一同用餐进食。
I know that you would really love for me to eat with you.
我把我自己交托给你。
So I commit myself entirely to you.
心情好起来了，跟先生一起吃饭。
So then she started eating.
哈拿当时还没有孩子。
So at the time, Hannah didn't have a child.
可是她对她丈夫的这个爱慕的心已经非常的完全。
But her love for her husband is already very much complete.
当她有了撒母耳之后，
After she had Samuel,
虽然撒母耳当时年纪还小，
Even though Samuel was a little child,
但她一定可以从她的母亲的身上感受到她父母的这份爱。
But Samuel must have felt the love between her mother and her father, his parents.
小孩子在很小的时候，他们就开始吸收， 他们用他们的感觉、感官， 他们去吸收他们周遭的环境。
So even when a child is at a very young age, they could feel through their eyes and their ears the love between their parents.
那孩子多半是在妈妈的照料之下。
Usually a child is under the care of the mother.
妈妈的感情，妈妈的感受，孩子是非常非常敏感的。
So the child is very sensitive to the feelings of the mother.
这个妈妈老是跟爸爸吵架，还是妈妈老是依偎在爸爸的怀里，这个孩子会感受得到。
So the child feels the difference whether the mother was constantly arguing with the father or maybe they were very intimate.
这个妈妈对爸爸是有敬重的态度，有一个爱慕的心，还是总是一个鄙视小看的心，孩子感受得到。
Whether the mother treats the husband with respect and love, or whether treats the husband with disdain, the child can easily feel it.
哈娜是一个爱慕丈夫的妻子。
Hannah is a wife who loves her husband.
因此，她能够让她的孩子感受到家中的爱应该是怎么样子的一个表现。
Because of that, the child was learning what the real love between the parents look like.
第三点，我们看到的是，哈娜是一个深深爱慕她孩子的母亲。And
thirdly, the third point is that we saw Hannah was a mother who deeply loved her son, her child.
我们在第一章的后面，我们看见神，我们今天看第二十，这个第十九、二十节，神赐福给哈拿，让他生了一个儿子。So
let us go to verse 19 and 20. We saw that God blessed Hannah by giving her a child.
哈拿在神的面前祷告完了以后，她的愁苦离开她了。After
Hannah prayed to God, her distress just left her.
她的信心重新在神的身上建立建定起来。Her
faith in the Lord was replenished.
所以第十八节最后说，她就出去吃饭，她面上不再带愁容了。So
verse 18 said that she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
次日清早起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛，到了家里，以利加拿和妻。 哈娜同房，耶和华就顾念哈娜，哈娜就怀孕了。In
verse 19, it said, early the next morning they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the love remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son.
那我们怎么看见哈娜是一个爱慕她孩子的母亲呢？
So how do we see that Hannah really loved her son?
当孩子生下来了以后， 又到了每年要到示罗去献祭的时候。So
after the child was born, remember that every year they go up to Shiloh to worship the Lord.
22节，哈娜却没有上去，她对丈夫说：“等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。”In
verse 22, it mentioned that Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, after the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always.
所以哈娜在家里面带孩子，照养孩子，供应孩子生活上面的需要，并且教导这个孩子。And
therefore, we saw that Hannah stayed with the boy, supported him, gave him food, also taught him, and also just taught him spiritually.
那哈娜是一个敬畏神的妇女。
Hannah is one who fears the Lord.
那有些人很快就说，你看她敬畏神，她怎么不去敬拜神呢？
So people might say that, might ask, well, why, if she is a God-fearing woman, why did she not bring her child to the Lord?
怎么在家里带小孩不来教会啊？
Why did she stay home with the boy and not come to church?
不是这样子的。
This is not so.
哈娜知道神给她的托付。
Hannah knows what God had entrusted her.
她是一位做母亲的。
She is to be a mother.
她的责任是好好的养这个孩子，并且教这个孩子。
And her responsibility is to care for the boy and to train him.
她的目的不是只是要这个孩子营养健康，能够茁壮。
And her only her purpose is not only to make sure that the boy was very well nutritioned.
她要带领她这个所爱的儿子来认识神。
She is to bring the child before the Lord and to know the Lord.
这个孩子 将有一天是要伫立在神的面前服侍神的。
And this boy is to one day stand before the Lord and to serve him.
他怎么能服侍神如果他不认识神呢？
How can he serve the Lord if he doesn't know him?
所以这位爱撒母耳的这位妈妈，她在她的家里面带这个孩子来认识神。
And therefore, Hannah as the mother was to bring the child before the Lord in his house.
她说神给我一个责任做她的母亲。
And she said that God gave her a responsibility to be a mother.
我在这边养他育他。
And therefore, I raise him and care for him.
等到断了奶以后，我将把他带到神的面前，将他献与神。
And after he has been weaned, I will bring him and offer him to the Lord.
到那个时候，我把他完完全全的放掉，交托于神。
And at that time, I will release him completely, and he will belong to the Lord.
我所信靠的神。
The Lord that I trust,
爱我的神,
the Lord that loves me,
必定会带领我的孩子,
will take care of him always.
一个孩子断奶的时候是什么,几岁啊?
When is a child weaned?
至少三岁,
at least three,
最多可能五岁,
maybe at most 5 years old.
五岁的小孩不应该在吃奶。
So five year old shouldn't be having his mother's milk.
大概三四岁的时候。
Maybe 3 or 4.
也懂事。
And he already understands.
也能够应对。
And can actually cope with a lot of things.
也可以在神的殿中做服侍的工作。
And can by that age serve in the house of the Lord.
哈拿到了那个时候就将这个孩子交托于神。
At that point, Hannah will be giving the child completely to God.
这是一个爱的表现。
This is the sign of love.
我们大部分做父母的，要在孩子渐渐成人、放手的这个过程当中，我们很多时候可能做的不是很妥当，或者不知道该如何去做。
A lot of the times we acted very poorly when it comes to releasing our children.And letting them go free.
就怕他们到外面做错事。
We are fearful of them doing something bad, out on their own.
或受到伤害。
Or we may fear that they may be hurt.
或者心里面有一种惶恐，就是以后讲话孩子不听了。
We might sometimes worry that whatever we say, the children will just disregard.
现在敢顶嘴了。
So now they can talk back to us.
翅膀长硬了，自己去飞了。
And now their wings can fly, they can take off.
可是你看哈拿，她是一个信靠神的人。
But we see here Hannah is someone who trusts.
她比我们更早就把孩子放掉了。
And even earlier than some of us would do, she gave the child to God.
但是我们可以很肯定的，哈拿在那三年四年当中是无微不至的照顾这个孩子。
But we can be sure of one thing, which is that during those 3 to 4 years, she really took good care of Samuel.
照料他
caring for him,
喂养他
feeding him,
教育他
educating him,
带领他认识神
and bringing him, leading him to know the Lord and to pray for him.
然后他说神啊，我把我的孩子交托在你的手中。
And then she said, I commit the child into your hands.
这是一个爱孩子的母亲。
This is someone who loves the child.
那哈娜将她的孩子送到神的殿里面让他去服侍神，那他是不是就不再爱这个孩子了？
So after Hannah has committed the child into the house of the Lord, does that mean that she would no longer care for him?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
哪一个母亲会不爱孩子？
What mother would stop loving the child?
而且这个妈妈的爱是非常的细腻的。
The love of the mother is very,
very delicate.
Very delicate, yeah.
Very thorough.
Very thorough.
我们看第二章的
Let us read from chapter 2,
第十八节跟第十九节
Verse 18 and 19.
那时撒母耳还是个孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗德侍立在耶和华面前，他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，从着丈夫来献年纪的时候带来给他。
Verse 18 and 19 saidBut Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. Each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice.
这是小撒母耳。
This is a young boy, Samuel.
妈妈每年帮他做一个小外袍。
Every year, Hannah would make him a small linen ephod.
小孩每年都要长的。
A child grows every year.
所以他妈每年帮他做一件外袍。
So the mother made him a new one every year.
当撒母耳在服侍神的时候,
As Samuel was serving the Lord,
他从来就不会认为他的母亲不爱他。
He would never feel that her mother has stopped loving him.
他从小就知道他母亲爱他。
And he knows that the mother, his mother loves him from the very young age.
他从小也就知道这位他母亲所爱的神也爱他。
And he also knows that the Lord also loves him, just like his mother loves him.
当他在神的殿中服侍神的时候，穿上这个小外袍，他就想到他母亲的爱。
And whenever he wears this linen ephod that his mother made him, he would be reminded of her mother's love.
这是哈拿给我们的一个榜样。
This is an example set by Hannah.
她是一位深深的爱慕她的神的一个女子。
And this is a woman who deeply loves her God.
她是一个深深爱慕她丈夫的一个妻子。
This is a wife who deeply loves her husband.
她是一个深深的爱慕她的孩子的母亲。
This is also a mother who deeply loves her son.
神有没有祝福哈拿呢?
Has God blessed Hannah?
当然有啊。
Of course.
神垂听了哈拿的祷告。
He listened to her prayers.
赐予哈拿一个儿子。
He blessed her with a child.
当哈拿把这个儿子撒母耳献给神之后,
After Hannah has committed Samuel into God's hand,
神继续的赐福与哈拿,
God continues to bless her.
哈拿在2章21节里面讲, 神又使哈拿怀孕，又生了三个儿子，又生了两个女儿。
In chapter 2:21, it said that the Lord was gracious to Hannah, and she gave birth to three sons and two daughters.
当我们信靠神，依赖神,
When we trust in the Lord and rely on the Lord,
当我们爱慕神,
when we love God,
当我们寻求神的旨意并且行在他的旨意当中的时候,
when we seek His will and then walk according to His command,
我们就得着神的祝福,
we will receive His blessings.
当哈拿带撒母耳断奶之后去殿中的时候, 哈拿为撒母耳预备了一份
So when Hannah brought Samuel into the house of the Lord to worship, she has prepared an offering for him. This is mentioned in chapter 1 and verse 24. In verse 24, it mentioned that they brought an ephah of flour and a skin of wine
and three bowls.
And three bowls.
这个在当时是为着第一个生的儿子所献祭的三倍。
This is what was usually at those times, this was usually three times what was offered for a firstborn son.
你可以想象到哈拿对他儿子的爱的深切。
So can you imagine how deep Hannah's love was for her son.
是规定的三倍的献祭是他如此给神的。
This is three times according to what was conventional at the time.
今天是母亲节。Today
is Mother's Day.
希望我们做母亲的能够认识并且了解神对我们该如何做母亲的这个设计。
And I hope that all the mothers would understand God's design for us, for our role as mothers.
希望我们能够接受，而且我们能够实践神给予我们做母亲的托付。
That we will be able to accept and to practice God's calling for us.
然后最后我们能够经历并且能够享受神为我们做母亲所预备一切的丰盛和祝福。
That we will be able to enjoy the blessings that God has given to us.
那我们在座的，还有母亲还在的。
And also for those among us who still have whose mothers are still with us.
我们要纪念我们的母亲。
That we will remember their efforts.
我自己做了爸爸以后，看见我太太的辛苦，我才知道为什么人说母爱伟大。
After I became a father, at that time, at that point, I realized why people say that mothers are so great.
从小人就教我啊, 母爱伟大。
So ever since I was a child, people told me that mothers are so they're
great.
Great, they're great. Yeah.
我还唱歌母爱伟大。
I even sing songs about this.
我也不知道为什么那么伟大。
I didn't know why I was.
知道妈妈爱我。
I know that my mother loves me.
但是一个母亲为孩子所做的牺牲。
But the sacrifices mothers gave for her children.
他们将自我的好处放在刺猬而为了孩子的益处所做的一切的贡献。
The fact that they sacrificed so much for the well-being of their children.
他们的爱是无私的爱。
And their love is unselfish.
我们要在我们母亲还在的时候，有机会去向母亲表达我们最高的敬意。
And we are to share our appreciation, deep appreciation, while we still have our mothers with us.
母亲当然不是完全人呢。
Of course, mothers are not perfect.
他们当然有缺点呢。
They also have shortcomings.
他们当然也有让我们心烦的一些言行举止，是不是？
They also say things and act in a certain way to make us feel unhappy. And help us learn to ignore those little things. And let us give them our proper appreciation for their sacrifices for us. I know that some of the mothers here still do not know the Lord.
我们能够对他们所做的最好的一件事情，能够表现最大的爱，就是能够将神的爱和有神的救恩分享给他们。
And the greatest gifts that we can share with them is the love of God.
我们肉体的生命是母亲所赐的。
Our physical life was given through our mother.
可是我们实质的生命是神所赐的。
But our eternal life is given by the Lord.
让我们将这个生命的实在能够
Let us share this eternal, this life with our mothers. Let us learn to pray for them. And let us treat this as a great responsibility for us. May the Lord bless us. And may the Lord bless all our mothers. Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主在这世上, 母亲真的是我们的挚爱。
In this world, our mothers are so dear to us.
主你让我们有母亲, 自而能够让我们更深切地体会到你所赐予我们的爱。
Through our mothers, we realize how deep your love is for us.
主今天当我们享受了你的救恩和你的爱的时候,
After we have received your love and also your salvation,
让我们能够也以这份牺牲的爱来回报我们的母亲。
Let us return our mother's love with our sacrifice as well.
主让我们在你的面前能够孩子与母亲都能够在你的面前成为你的儿女享受属天的福气。
Let both the child and the mother become your children, God's children.
母爱是伟大的。
Mother's love is great.
求主你让我们在座的妈妈们能够在你的话语里面能够更多的操练, 使得他们的爱更是有属主耶稣基督爱的样式。
Let all the mothers also learn more about God's word so that their love can also model after God's love for us.
主你纪念他们的辛劳。
Please remember their efforts and sacrifices.
主你纪念他们的需要。
To remember their needs.
愿神大大的赐福于我们母亲们。God,
please bless all the mothers.
将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.